Blog Talk Radio.
It's a nice truck.
Yeah, Chevy Silverado.
Check out this Multiflex tailgate.
Multiflex, huh?
Wow. Come step.
Mom, Dad's flexing again.
That's not all.
You can extend the bed for longer stuff.
If he's still...
He'll flex.
That's right.
And it becomes a workspace.
You can put your laptop here. I'm sending an imaginary email.
Hey, Dad, dinner!
Hey, look who stopped by Daddy's office.
Wait, you work here?
The Chevy Silverado with the available Multiflex tailgate. Find new flexibility, find new roads. Chevrolet.
Of Beverly Nation. This is the Know Your Rights show, and I'm your host, Terrence Strength, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in, family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, and of course, this is brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass on Looking Glass Entertainment. Before I begin, I would like to thank Brother Oladeli and the ONE Dynasty family for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my perspective. The topic for this evening is spirituality, a new perspective, Vex, a nation. Interview with Dr. Frederick Burton of the wellness, the health and wellness center in Wynwood. So he's our honored guest. I'm honored to have him on this evening. And before we get really going, we're going to have another poetry reading from Sister Bessie the Truther. Again, family, she's the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 2021. And she's already blessed us with a poem on the pre-show. She has one for us right now before we get into this discussion. What you got for us, Sister Bessie?
This poem is called Virus.
The meaning of virus is to poison one's soul and mind. A small group is headed to its goal, while the world population become wicked trolls. Religion is at the war front as racism takes hold of the world to create death and turmoil in droves. The lies are in the billions. A man's hearts have assisted in the great divide. Watch us downslide. Blood, blood, blood all over the earth. Even a child's cries don't have no worth. An empire for the few to destroy 85%. That's the truth. A veil has been placed over man's face. Fire, floods, and storms do they make? A military takeover to lead us into a blood lake. A mandatory vaccine has fooled the lame. As we sit in our homes watching the world go insane. Can there be one voice in the heavens? The rage is increasing in a disturbing level. The scientists and universities in America plan this. And if you believe this and speak on this, you're on the government's hit list. Mandatory vaccines are coming near. And for those that refuse, the FEMA camp is in gear. Distortion from the NWO, one government, one court, one religion, will be the new system while the world declines in organic wisdom. A parasite has had us for lunch, locked from the round table bunch. You are their slave animals, that's their label. It doesn't matter about your religion, race, agenda, or high position. Believe me, if you don't become one, you will allow the world's lynching. Know this, people of the world, you are being used to destroy you and you and you. Under this virus is to make the world slowly lifeless. I'm telling you, you must get up and fight this. If we don't, the earth will be owned by the rich of the 1%. Get ready. Martial law will be coming with a swiftness. You and your children are owned by the government and the state. Many of you who took this vaccine has sealed the rest of the world's fate. 95% of the world's people will be gone because you didn't listen, but you listened to the vision lie. Peace and blessings.
All right. Thank you, Sister Bessie. Thank you for that. All right, Brother O, I see we have another announcement, Brother O. Brother O.
All right, announcement.
Yeah.
All right. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Terry Stritz, how are you this evening, King Brother?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, Jerry. How's everything going with you?
I am doing well. I am doing well. I am congratulating you, Terry Stritz, on your ONE syndicated station all-time connection record with your 37th all-time and second consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer, Darlene Lawrence, with her all-time listing record. So congratulations to you, King Brother Terrence Street. And that poem was very much needed tonight, Sister Bessie, Queen and Sister. Thank you for that poem tonight. That piece was excellent. And congratulations again, Terrence, on your 37th all-time connection and second consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship tonight. King Brother, you have done a phenomenal job.
Well, I also have a special announcement for Terry Strength and the rest of ORD Dynasty. Terry Strength is the first ever host to reach 9 million connections, all-time listeners. Congratulations to the first ever host to have 9 million. That's all I got to say, y'all. I'm out. Peace.
Thank you, Brother O. Thank you, and thank you, Jerick. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jerick. Jerick, when is your next show? Are you still there?
I am still here. My next show is next Tuesday here on ONE Dynasty, and I definitely would love for you guys to call in, 516-453-9133. And the title of my show is going to be called The Queerest Show of All Shows. So I definitely would love for you guys to tune in and have some fun with me, Jerick the Gifted One Thomas, on October the 5th, next week on Tuesday. And you guys be well and be blessed. Until then.
Thank you very much. And thank you, brother. Oh, thank you. I'm flattered and honored. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
It shows the good work that we're doing. So now let's get on with our interview. Dr. Burton, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Thanks for joining the show. Can you hear us loud and clear?
I can hear you very well.
Okay, great, great. Thanks for joining us. We were talking you up on the pre-show, of course, going over your resume and everything and talking you up. So we want to get this interview started. So I'm going to start with the first question. So I just got to ask you. The topic of the show is Vex a Nation, and that's exactly how I'm feeling, Dr. Burton. I'm feeling vexed. I'm feeling irritated and aggravated. What is going on out here with these mandates and everything? Like, what is your I'm sure you're getting it from some of your patients and things like that in terms of what's going on. Do you have any advice for us from your perspective on how to deal with this right now? Because it's getting it's crazy out here. There are a lot of us who are not comfortable with taking the vaccine. We're seeing symptoms of it and everything, and they're trying to make people take something that they don't want to take. Give us a perspective on this, if you don't mind.
Well, I do feel empathy for the masses who are being forced to confront this mandate, which is really the essence of how vaccines work, in the sense that the money-making engine is the mandate. The idea that this COVID-19, remember the term 19 comes from the fact that it was discovered in 2019, it is a coronavirus, which is with the influenza viruses are mostly a family of the coronaviruses. And the one thing we know about the influenza viruses is that they do have a tendency to mutate and change into other forms, other viruses. And in fact, we know routinely that influenza viruses are given, there are vaccines developed every year for new strains because they know the virus is going to mutate. And as a consequence, last year's vaccine is not apropos for the virus that shows up in subsequent years. But interestingly enough, all of the rule books have been thrown out of the window for this virus because we're using an old vaccine, supposedly vaccine. It's still questionable as to whether it's actually a true vaccine, but it was developed for COVID-19. What we're dealing with now is not COVID-19. So the idea that
right.
you're forcing somebody to take a vaccine for a old virus that no longer exists is problematic in and of itself. The Delta virus, which is what they're trying to say is Corona-19 or COVID-19, it's not COVID-19. That's why you're having people who have been so-called fully vaccinated becoming infected with this new strain. And what's interesting is there's one of the talking points or one of the reasons, one of the ways they try to encourage people to get vaccinated is that they say, well, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, that's not really true. If 75% to 80% of the people have been vaccinated, then those are the people who, if this is a true vaccine, shouldn't have to worry about the so-called unvaccinated. But in
right.
fact, they're saying well, they do have to worry because if you've been vaccinated, you can still get infected, which defies the laws of vaccination.
Right, right. It's all this nonsense and double talk. I don't understand. You know, I've heard about the whole shedding thing, and the people who are vaccinated are shedding, and they're actually possibly are infecting the unvaccinated. Is there something to that with this shedding stuff from those who are vaccinated?
Yeah, now, I don't know a lot about that process, but in fact, it's been said by so-called experts that people who have been vaccinated are still able to transmit the virus. They can still contract and transmit, even though, according to their theories, people who have been vaccinated don't get as sick with a second occurrence of the virus. In
right.
fact, if it's a true vaccine, they shouldn't get infected. They shouldn't be able to get infected at all. But again, the whole basis of this immunology science is not being followed when we're talking about follow the science. They're not following the basic science of virology and immunology. So, you know, I've gotten to the point now where I only talk to my patients, and I do these interviews with people to get people out there who have open minds, but I don't discuss it with people who have closed minds because they've become religious in their belief of vaccines. And that's really the purpose of the industry, to get people to believe that a vaccine is absolutely necessary to treat a virus, which is not true.
Right.
This question is whether a virus actually lives or not, but we do know it has the ability to act like a living thing, and most living, or all living things I know of, can be killed. And what we should be thinking about is how to kill the virus, but of course they don't want you to think that because they want you to continue to rely on the philosophy that if you have a virus, you're going to have to come up with some sort of vaccine, which means that we're going to be forever in the clutches of this nonsense because there's going to be new viruses. There was a swine flu virus back in 2009. There was a swine flu back in 1976, and they were trying to get people to vaccinate back then. But I remember being in medical school at that time, and President Ford was the president at the time. He was trying to urge people to go out and get vaccinated for the swine flu, but they had to curtail that campaign because so many people were coming down with the side effect Guillain-Barré syndrome. And at this point, the two things you're not hearing about with respect to this virus is that you're not hearing about the people who are having the side effects from the vaccines. They're not telling you about them. And they're also not
right.
telling you about any alternative therapies. There are good, effective alternative therapies, meaning therapies that actually kill the virus, which is where we should be aiming our attention. The problem with that is, though, those substances that actually kill this virus are not patentable. And since they're not patentable, you can't own them. And if you can't own them, you can't make the big money on them. So they're being suppressed.
Okay, so it sounds like you just answered my second question, because I was going to ask you in your opinion, do we really need the vaccines at all? And it sounds like you're implying that we might not.
Well, I mean, again, if you're saying you have a vaccine for Delta, that's one thing. But they're not saying they have a vaccine for Delta. They know they don't because they have a vaccine for COVID-19. They just keep implying that all of the viruses that come after COVID-19 are still COVID-19, but they're not. These are different viruses. And that's why people, you know, about 3 weeks ago in LaSalle University here in Philadelphia, there was an outbreak, and over 90% of the staff and students were fully vaccinated. So if you have a situation where people are fully vaccinated and they're still coming down with the disease, then they're not vaccinated. So
exactly.
If you're giving somebody a vaccine that doesn't vaccinate, it's not a vaccine.
Exactly. All right. Thanks, Dr. Byrne. We have another track by the Internet Radio Hall of Fame, disc jockey and Shiny Honeybee Olasky. Brother O, what you got for us?
Getting hot around here, can't even get a job around here. It ain't safe, it ain't safe. We're going through some things around here. All I hear is bang, bang round here. It ain't safe. It ain't safe. Neighborhoods, we gon' get them back. Love in the schools, we gon' get it back. You want justice, we can get it back. Our families, we can get it back. Neighborhoods, we gon' get them back. Love in the schools, we gon' get it back. Just us, we gon' get it back. Our families, we gon' get them back. Getting gut around here. I lost my brother around here.
No,
it ain't safe. No, it ain't safe.
No.
Sometimes I wanna leave from around here.
Around here.
It's getting hard to breathe around here.
Around here.
No, it ain't safe. No, it ain't safe. Neighborhoods, we gon' get them back. Love in the schools, we gon' get it back.
Get it back.
You want justice, we gon'
get it back.
Our families, we can get it back.
Get it all back.
Neighborhoods,
yeah.
We gon' get them back.
Oh.
Love in the schools, we gon' get it back. Just us, we gon' get it back. Our families, we gon' get them back. Need love around here. These thugs need a hug around here. It ain't safe. Nah, it ain't safe.
It ain't safe.
They chasing clout around here. I can show you what it's about around here.
It ain't safe. Nah, it ain't safe. See, hey.
Neighborhoods, we gon' get them back. Love in the schools, we gon'
get it back.
You want justice, we gon' get it back. Our families, we can get it back. Neighborhoods, we gon'
get
them back. Love in the schools, we gon' get it back. Just us, we gon' get it back. Our families, we gon' get them back.
All right, so it looks like we have another caller in the queue. Thanks for that, brother. I appreciate that cut. We have another caller in the queue. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Terrence, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing great. I am loving this conversation. And your guest, man, I wish I could hug him. Okay, I just wish I could hug both of you, but your guest, I wasn't sure how the conversation was going to go, and I was going to call in respectful anyway, you know that,
right.
But hearing everything he's saying, so what I want to share is, especially with your guest, because you may know this, so my grandson is 20 and my granddaughter is 6, neither have been vaccinated. I found a lawyer back then, 21 years ago, for our religious rights. I'm a nutritional health coach. I do everything natural. I cured myself of 2 cancers back in the day. I traveled to Russia through health tours in the 80s with Lenox Hill Hospital. So even my bed is organic, okay? I'm plant-based, the whole bit. So
great.
I'm not saying that I have doctors in my family and nurses in my family. And when needed, absolutely. That's what they're there for. Not to be abused. So what I am more upset about than anything with the vaccine is not the vaccine, really, because everyone should have a right to their choices. So I have family members that got it. I love them. That's okay. I have family members that are choosing not to get it. They should be okay with that. Again, what your guest said is absolutely spot on. If you got the vaccine, you shouldn't worry about unvaxxers. It's not making any sense to me at all with what's really happening here. Me and my daughter protested the last 2 years in Trenton for our religious rights and the Constitution with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So I've gone on the streets. I've done it all. So I can say this. I don't just sit back and blame everybody. And I've been there and done it and protested for our rights. And that's my thing. We all should have our rights and say in what we want to do with our bodies. What cracks me up is a woman has a right And I don't judge anyone, even if they've had abortions, because I don't know their life. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is it's okay that a woman can do whatever she wants with a baby at 8 months old because it's her body. But when it comes to the vaccine, it's no longer our body. And I am really offended by the whole thing. I am not against the vaccine. I am against us not having the choice and our rights slowly being taken away from us. I don't do well with that.
I'm not doing well with it either.
You just want to know, Jerry.
Dr. Burke, can you respond to Jerry Petito about that for a second?
Yeah, I appreciate her call, and I appreciate her take on having the right. I'm a little bit different in that I'm against the vaccine only because it makes no sense to me scientifically. But I appreciate the fact that she has her stance. And my big problem overall with this whole subject is that most people are not medically or immunologically savvy to what's really going on. And consequently, when you mention the term vaccine, it has a certain sanctifiedness about it. We've elevated vaccines to the level of like a religious philosophy. You can't question vaccines. And most of the vaccines that we use and give to our children are vaccines that don't treat for things that are going to kill them anyway. But we made it into a mandatory, and there's a mandate again. You have to get vaccines in order to go to school. And because so many people have had vaccines and not had what are publicized as adverse reactions, we think all the vaccines are safe. But what people are not familiar with is that Ronald Reagan set up a secret vaccine court in the during his term in office back in the 80s. And that vaccine court is by law kept secret because they want to pay out the damages to remedy people who've been injured by vaccines. And there are many vaccines causing many serious life-threatening injuries, even death. Even my daughter was injured by a vaccine back in 1975, the MMR, and spent 10 days in intensive care immediately after receiving a vaccine, which got me interested in this whole vaccine phenomena. So,
I don't agree with the vaccine. What I'm saying is I don't agree with the vaccine at all. I'm saying that I agree that everyone should have their choice.
Oh, I agree with you.
I'm anti-vax.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I've been fighting vaccines. I agree with your position. You know.
Yeah, I agree with your position 100%. I'm just saying that I'm one of those people that's even further to the left in the sense that I don't think the vaccine makes sense from a scientific standpoint. They keep saying follow the science. Well, I've been following the science for 40 years, and this one doesn't make any sense to me. And I'm listening to all of these so-called experts tell me that this all makes sense, and they're poo-pooing anyone who says anything contrary. That's
it does not. I agree with you, 1,000%. In the 80s, I'm 60 now, so I was in my 20s, through Lenox Hill Hospital, we went on health tours. Russia was communist and China back in the day. And I had machine guns pointed at me in both those countries. And I remember being behind the scenes, okay, they took us in laboratories. Okay, we even looked at brains. It was craziness. But vaccines, to me, I am 1,000% anti-vax. But what I'm saying just about this is I want my choice. And 1,000% anti-vax, vaccines cause AD, you know, all these horrible, horrendous things in children. I mean, we could go on and on about that. But I agree with everything you're saying, and I'm really glad to hear this.
I appreciate
you. Thank you for those comments. Jerry, when is your next show?
So my show was last Tuesday night. Last week, and so it's 4 weeks from that night.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling in, Jerry. I appreciate your comments, as always. This is the Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster and training, Jerry Petito, known as the Jersey Jewel. Thanks for calling in. I think we have another caller in the queue. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. My name is Stephanie.
How are you doing, Stephanie?
Great. Thank you. I just wanted to ask Dr. Burton one question. Dr. Burton, I was just wondering if anybody is considering, or if you've even, you know, if you think about this, what is going to be the worst, what could be the worst case scenario with so many people around the world taking the vaccine if it is as harmful as many people are beginning to suspect that it is? What might we be seeing in the near or distant future as an outcome?
That's a good question. The two things you need to be realizing. One is that most of the people in the world are not going to be vaccinated. You know, 6.5 billion people on the planet, they're not all getting vaccinated. And in many countries, they're not having anywhere near the problem we're having in this country, even without vaccines. But to answer your primary question is, what can we expect to see from people who've been vaccinated? Because this vaccine has not been fully vetted, we don't know what the long-term effects are going to be. We hope there won't be any serious ones, but we don't know. This was rushed through, and, you know, it usually takes 2 to 5 years, even up to 10 years, to develop an effective vaccine. This one was developed in 9 months, so we just don't know. But I can pretty much assure you that this so-called pandemic will go the way of other world pandemics, even before there were vaccines. Remember, 100 years ago, when the so-called Spanish flu, which really wasn't from Spain, it was actually from the United States, that pandemic was a worldwide pandemic. And it died on its own after about 2 years. So I expect this one is going to go the same way as that. So don't get too depressed about this is going to go on forever. It's not going to go on forever. It's going to wear itself out because the human body is doing its best to fight the virus even without vaccines. But people are getting very hip to the fact that there are some effective anti-vaccine medications, particularly ivermectin. You're going to see ivermectin be touted when this is all over as the saving grace for probably the world. And I think that's one of the reasons why you're not hearing much about it on the mainstream media in the United States, because if you get the idea that an antivirus medication is actually effective, then you're going to start losing your faith in vaccines. So they don't want you to hear about that. And all over the world, people are using it with great effect. So keep your eye on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Thanks for calling up. I believe we have another track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. This Josh, this jockey and trainee, Honeybee Olasky. What you got for us, brother?
Sure.
Why is there no concern over people getting the shot with pre-existing conditions? Now, I came across the list. In some states, they have a list that who should not take the vaccine. And I came across this list, and it said people on regular medication for an illness, people who have allergies, people who are on blood-thinning medications, and people on medicine that impacts their immune system. Also, I ran across something that says about low platelets and high platelets. Now, when they give the vaccines, they don't give a person a list that who should not take this vaccine. So they have been giving the vaccine to everyone without knowing their medical history on this. So I'd like your opinion on this about who should and who should not take the vaccine.
Well, to answer you very bluntly, no one should take it. But if you're trying to market the vaccine, you're going to market it to those populations that you deem necessary to have it, and that's going to be everybody. And if you, as you notice, the children are just now finally coming on board. And the reason for why children had not been vaccinated, which I thought was quite fascinating, given children are the most vaccinated population in our society, they haven't given a logical reason for why they haven't. But to go back to your original question, pre-existing illnesses, if you look at the population that first started to show serious problems with this pandemic, it was the seniors. They started showing up in nursing homes. Well, you know, almost 100% of people in nursing homes had pre-existing conditions. So the first group that they made sure they vaccinated was senior citizens. So it wasn't such a concern about pre-existing illnesses. The idea was, and this is a selling point, is that you're protecting those people who have pre-existing illnesses, and they need the vaccine. So there wasn't a concern as to whether or not the vaccine was going to harm them. It was the benefit was supposed to be outweighing the risk. So that's kind of the answer to your question.
Well, I don't know if you know about this. In Norway, vaccinated the elderly there. And after the vaccine, at least 29 of the elderly people died. So Norway made a statement that the elders should not take the vaccine. So
I'm not aware of that information.
Yes, it happened. And they said that the elders should not take the vaccine. So I'm just going to say this. How do we know? They're saying that most of the people that died was a result of the vaccine. But how do we know that people didn't die from receiving the vaccine? There's no data concerning that.
Yeah, and there's not going to be any. Because any data that is negative light, shows negative light or casts shade on this vaccine is not going to be publicized. But one thing, speaking of pre-existing illnesses, you know that one of the talking points on this vaccine has been people who have pre-existing illnesses who get COVID are the ones who are dying at a higher rate. And that's been another reason to push the vaccine to be more widely distributed. What I'd like to tell you is something you probably haven't heard and won't hear in the media, but I can pretty sure, as a clinician who's been practicing for as long as I have, I can pretty much assure you that the people who are dying of pre-existing, so-called pre-existing illnesses, are dying of underactive thyroid. Now, you'll hear, well, they had diabetes, they had obesity, they had other. Most of those people who have diabetes, obesity, and other so-called autoimmune and other immune system disorders actually have underactive thyroid function. And the reason I say that is because you know that the number one cause of death in people who have COVID is COVID pneumonia. And people who get pneumonia are people who have a very poor immune system because the Creator designed us to be able to protect our lungs at all costs, because if the lungs go, we go. Broda Barnes, if you've never heard of him, he was a physician back in the 1950s and 60s who worked on this thyroid problem and realized that people who had pneumonia had low thyroid. And when he put his people on thyroid, they stopped getting pneumonia. So my prediction is that these people who are dying of this COVID disease, who actually die of COVID pneumonia, are actually dying of the pre-existing illness, underactive thyroid or hypothyroidism.
Thank you, Dr. Burton.
Thank you.
Sure.
I think we have another caller four. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Caller four, you're on the line right now.
Hi, this is Eda.
Yes, she is.
Business.
All
Sorry.
Right.
Okay, so this topic is so... It's so heartfelt because this is the thing that we've been, me and my family, has been discussing for the past few months. My husband is here as well. And I agree with Jerry Petito that called in earlier that it should be our choice because, you know, you're giving women the right, you know, the right to their choice of abortion. And I'm particularly pro-life. So if you can choose to kill a baby for whatever the reason, no judging, you should have the choice to be vaccinated. I personally am against the vaccination because I believe in eating healthy, eating right, and taking care of your body. And just like the doctor said, that when you're hit with COVID, it's attacking the underlying issue. And these are already pre-existing health conditions that you're either neglecting or you're trying to maintain. And the vaccination will also weaken it. But again, it's your choice. I have friends and family members that received the vaccine. It's no judgment. That's your life. And they don't judge me on me and my family's choice not to get it. It's just it's business, nothing personal. Go ahead.
The only reason why they feel like they can mandate it is because so many people already got the vaccination. So that's the only reason why they say it was like, well, so many people are willing to give up their life and they're saving their life to get the vaccination. Let's go ahead and just mandate it. Because once they mandate it, the people that don't have the vaccination, they're going to feel the pressure from the people that actually got the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to want to go get the vaccination. They can't – a law is only a law if society abides by it. And what they already seen is that so many people are willing to abide by taking the vaccination. Why not just mandate it? Because everybody else is going to go ahead and do it now.
Mm-hmm. It's major. It's mass manipulation. E. Davis, are you still
Davis?
There? Yes. When is your next show?
My next show is this Thursday. Strictly Business with E. Davis.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate your comments. Thanks for calling in. All right, so I have another question for Dr. Burton. So vaccines have been around for years, such as polio, measles, mumps, and rubella. what makes the COVID vaccine so different? Like, we've had vaccines for years for all these things. Why is this one so different? It seems to act different. Like, what's different about it?
It's the lethality of it. It tends to kill as opposed to polio wasn't noted as a killer. It was a paralysis. Measles, mumps, and rubella, I had all three of them. I didn't die. I didn't have any long-lasting complications. So COVID is killing folks, just like the so-called Spanish flu did. You know, in Philadelphia, over 12,000 people died during that pandemic. And in the United States, 675,000. Since surpassed that with COVID. So that's what makes COVID different from the so-called standard the diseases that we vaccinate for. Because most of the, that's why I said I don't see what the big push is for vaccines for chickenpox. I had chickenpox. It wasn't that big a deal. But we were vaccinating kids against chickenpox. And then, of course, you heard the more recent one, Gardasil, which is the one that's supposed to keep you from getting cervical cancer. And I think they're pulling back on that now because so many people, some of these young girls are coming down with side effects. I've personally treated two people who got the Gardasil shot and came down with both MS, and one came down with rheumatoid arthritis. So, these are the kinds of people that the secret vaccine court is designed to compensate for their injuries so that you keep the idea out of the public that these vaccines can be dangerous.
Gotcha. All right, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Burgess. I think we have another track by Lasky. But what you got for us?
All right. Okay.
I hope y'all ready, ladies. Y'all ready.
When we,
let's go.
I'ma break it in. And I'ma take my time with it to make it last real long. Been down a while, you make it feel like home.
Hey, hey.
Up early in the morning when you cook. A pot of grits thick is
how you look.
And you know just what it is.
Okay.
Girl, come over here. And I'll be ready, baby. Don't make me wait. Full of money, something to lay you on. We gon' do it like the rich people do. And I'm okay to bring it home to you. Bring it home to you. Girl, come over here. And I'll be ready, baby. Don't make me wait too long.
So long.
And you know what time it is.
Brother O, thanks for that. Thanks for that. Thanks for that. I'm tuned. You doing your thing tonight, brother.
All right, Dr. Burton, I'd like to ask you another question.
Sure.
Your opinion on the booster vaccine being given to citizens and not to the medical workers. I was very confused about that when I saw on the news that they were stating that everybody else can get the booster vaccine, but not the workers. And they are working with people that have the virus and maybe not people that have the virus. I didn't understand that. Why wouldn't they give the workers protection also?
That's a good question. First of all, my philosophy is if you do something silly in the beginning, everything you do after that is going to be probably silly too. So I don't understand why you need a booster for something that you just got out there. I mean, usually boosters come years after. I mean, this thing just got released within the past year. Why do you need a booster already if it works? I'm not a Donald Trump fan, and I thought a lot of what he said was wrong. But like a broken clock, even a broken clock is right twice a day, and I agree with him on this. Sounds like a money grab to me. So I don't understand why the booster is being given at this point to anyone if the vaccines work.
I just want to ask you this. They had who should not take the vaccine, and it was 18 years old and under, far as the children concerned. Now, recently, we have found out that they're going to start giving the five-year-olds and up the vaccine. What do you think about that when it concerns the children?
I think about the same thing I think about everybody. I don't think anybody needs it, especially children. I think we need to deal with what kills the virus instead of trying to manipulate the body's immune system to fight the virus, to fight a virus, because, again, let's go back to my original premise. The vaccines take 2 to 10 years to develop. They developed this in 9 months, and they developed it for COVID-19. If I told you, look, flu's coming, let me give you the 2017, the 2018 flu shot, you say, wait a minute, that's not good for this. This is a new virus. Everybody understands that. But for some reason, we've kind of lost our mind when we come to COVID-19. This is not COVID-19 anymore. So if you're going to get a vaccine, good luck. It'll protect you against maybe the best you can hope for is if COVID-19 comes back. This is not COVID-19 now. This is Delta. Delta was born in India and spread throughout the world. And the question is, in April and March, all over the news were the scenes of funeral pyres in India. People were dying left and right. That's all you heard about what was going on in India, and Delta was coming out of India. What have you heard about India lately? Not much. And you know why? Because they used ivermectin to quell the fire. They dropped their death rate in the places where they used ivermectin. They dropped the death rate over 90%. Now, if the American public gets wind of that, then they're going to say, well, wait a minute. If you can kill the virus, why do you need a vaccine? And if you can kill COVID, maybe you could kill some other viruses too. That destroys the religion. See, you understand. It's a religion. We're talking about religion now. We're not talking about science. We're talking about a belief system. People believe the virus can only be addressed with a vaccine. No other way. It's not possible. Don't even talk about it. If you talk about anything other than vaccines, there's a blasphemy. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes. So, Dr. Burton, I want to ask you about this ivermectin.
Ivermectin.
That's been having amazing results in India. First of all.
And in the United States. I've been using this since January.
When can we get that? I mean, like, how do you recommend we protect ourselves from this virus? Obviously, this is I guess it's a drug that actually works in quelling it. Can you explain the origin of it a little bit and why it's so effective? And, of course, can we get it? I mean.
Well, I'd be glad to. It was developed by Merck about 30 years ago. It was developed to treat parasites. in both humans and animals. Most people in this country have never been exposed to river blindness, which is a parasitic infection that causes blindness in some humans in the world. But you may know about heartworm in dogs. Well, ivermectin treats both. And it was discovered, how I don't know, that it also is effective against COVID. And there's been studies all over the world. You can go online. There's plenty of studies. And there was a study done in Argentina with healthcare workers who were treating COVID patients. They treated 1,200 healthcare workers. 800 of them were given ivermectin as a prophylaxis, a preventive, and 400 were given nothing except social distancing and masks. At the conclusion of the study, of the 400 people who were not given ivermectin, 237 of them tested positive for COVID. Of the 800 who were given ivermectin, not one tested positive. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty impressive, and it sounds like something that I might want to do, considering the risk factors for using ivermectin are way, way, way low. So that's what I've been doing in the past. Pardon me?
You said not one.
Not one of the 800. Not one of the 800 totally protected them. I've been using this since January, and we haven't had anybody yet who's been using it prophylactically test positive for COVID. Matter of fact, I have a healthcare worker who works in a hospital in Jersey, and he gets tested regularly, and he tests negative all the time. So we're very happy with the results we've been getting. Now you ask, where can you get it? I don't suggest you go to a animal pet shop and try to buy ivermectin, although I don't know if you can get it that way, but there have been people getting it from various means. It'd be nice to have a healthcare practitioner who knows what he's doing. There are some around. There's a physician here in Philadelphia who claims that all of her COVID patients have survived and done quite well using ivermectin. She uses it as a treatment. It can be used as a treatment, but it's really good as a preventive. And we've been giving it very regularly. We give 6 milligram capsules. You take 2 capsules on day 1, 2 capsules on day 3, and then every 2 weeks, day 17 you take 2 capsules, day 31 you take 2 capsules, and every 2 weeks you take 2 capsules, and people have been doing quite well for the last 9 months. And I tell them, you just plan to keep taking it until the pandemic is gone. And, you know, do reasonable social distancing and that sort of thing, you should be fine.
Haven't had anybody lost. Wow. Thank you. Thank
nobody.
You. Thank you for sharing. We'll be talking about that as the show ends. I think we have another track by Honeybee Olasky. Brother O, what you got for us?
Until you walked in my shoes, you can never ever sing my blues. Oh, never sing my blues. And until you felt the pain of a broken man, you can never start to understand why I feel this way, why I'm starting to lose my faith. Have a little mercy, show a little mercy, oh, give a little. We make the same. And until love has its way,
be better days. Have a little mercy.
Caller in the queue, caller 5. Who am I speaking with? You want to know your rights, show? Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Terrace. It's Genesis Amaris Kemp calling in from Texas. Great show and phenomenal content tonight. I do have a question for your guest, I think Dr. Frederick, and I wanted to know what was the name of the medication that he just mentioned before we went into the commercial break for the song, and what was the purpose of using that medication?
The name of the medication is ivermectin, I-V-E-R-M-E-C-T-I-N. And the purpose of the medication is to both prevent and kill COVID. Ivermectin actually kills COVID.
Okay, ivermectin, prevent and kill COVID. And then the spelling was I-V-E-R-M-E-C-T-I-N?
Absolutely, correct.
Okay, and so that has to be prescribed or what? Because this is the first time I'm hearing about this.
Yeah, it's actually prescribed. Most people who prescribe, believe it or not, are veterinarians for animals. But it has been used for humans, and it's being used all over the world, Paraguay, South Africa, Japan, India, places I know for sure, and even in the United States. Matter of fact, there's several hospitals in the United States who are using it, and my sister's a visiting nurse in Florida. She says she has patients who've been discharged from the hospital on ivermectin.
Oh, okay. So another question, Dr. Frederick. So ivermectin, was this what they were talking about whenever they were saying, oh, people are using it for the horses or et cetera, and it's not meant to be used?
Exactly. That's the poo-poo campaign to try to get people discouraged from using ivermectin. You never see on any of the mainstream media anybody who has any experience using ivermectin. I assure you, any doctor that you hear about who's used ivermectin is very pleased with the results they get from it, but you never hear any of those voices in any of the mainstream media outlets.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for just debunking that myth, because I do have a friend that is a veterinarian, and she was mentioning that a lot of the things that they use in the veterinarian clinic, that you can use it for humans, just a different dosage, and a lot of the stuff that takes a while for the human consumption. We've already been using it for animals, and it's proven to work. And she was kind of pretty much talking about this in a sense, but she didn't go deep as ivermectin. And so we had this discussion maybe a few months for bringing that clarification there.
Yeah, and that's very true, that many of the medications used in humans are used in animals. In fact, over 50% of antibiotics produced in this country go into animals to keep them healthy enough to make it to market so they can get to our tables.
Well, if my husband were on this call, he normally says the real war on drugs is pharmaceuticals, is what he normally says.
He's right.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Burton, can we get this at your practice, ivermectin?
Yes, you certainly can. Let me give you my number so you can contact me. That's 610 610- 619-439-4325. Again, that's 610-649-4325.
We get your information at the end of the show again for those who are interested.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Amaris, thanks for calling. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Terrace, and thank you for allowing me to come on your platform. Congratulations, and keep doing all the incredible work. And I will probably definitely get the number from you because I was not in a position to write it down a few minutes ago. I was typing, like, show notes here.
That's okay. And your show was last night, so I guess we hear from you in about 4 weeks on your show.
Yes. The next one should be October 25th, if I calculated it correctly. Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. All right. I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller 6. Who am I speaking with?
Hey.
Hello?
True friend, Will of God.
Will of God, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, Will of God.
I'm trying to make it the best way I know how. I just made sure I got a chance to call in. How
okay.
You doing? I heard you in the background. Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. I'm kind of late with everything, but I shall proceed. Even though I got to go do some incredible things on Saturday for my uncle for his funeral, but other than that, what are we talking about tonight?
We're talking about the vaccine tonight. We have Dr. Frederick Burton on tonight. He's talking about the vaccine and whether we should or shouldn't and other alternative sports. So what is your comment?
Well, that's the bad thing to hear me say this, but you put me there. The vaccine, in my mind, is a situation I just can't understand. Like, if you want to really pay attention, why, when they first established everything, they said there's six companies, pharmaceutical companies, is going to give out the vaccine. So far, we've seen four, possibly five. Then, had the nerve to say, we're going to focus on the elderly and the teenagers, then the children. Now, if you're a virus, how are you selecting the elderly at first, and then later on, as months go by, select the teenagers, and now, since you're a virus, you want to select the children. How is that possible? You're a virus. So that makes you say, wait a minute, what is going on? Then how in the world do you have everybody go to a college function, such as a football game, and everybody that's in that daggone stadium is vaccinated? Really? And you want me to believe that? Now, how do you make up all these different numbers? And then all of a sudden, say, a week later, it's okay for everybody to go outside and play. Because of the fact that everybody got vaccinated at this establishment, everything's great. But how do you say on the news that, excuse me, people, they got their vaccination at a certain point in time? I'm sorry, but the people that got the vaccination, that was not vaccine. It was saline, the stuff you put in your nose. So anybody who got that vaccination, please come back, and we got to re-give it to you again. Now, the worst part about life is people ain't realizing. Now they focus on Johnson & Johnson to give you a booster shot. So that means that pharmaceutical company can make money. Who's next? Just watch how they're making Pfizer, Moderna, whatever, all in line. Booster shot, booster shot, booster shot. It's a money-making squash. Now, you became the restaurant because you chose to get the shot, and now you became a number. Will you survive or wouldn't you survive? The choice is yours. You're just a number. You understand?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I appreciate your comments, Will of God. And when is your next show?
Oh, Lord. A month from now, every fourth Friday. My next topic, I said, might not be different. It's intelligent questions and answers inquiring minds would like to know. For example, when you get in your car, look at your fuel gauge, and you will see an arrow to let you know which side is actually on, the left or the right. I never knew that.
Okay.
But that's deep. So that's where I'm going to go.
Well, thanks for your comments. I appreciate your comments. We look forward to hearing your show when it comes on. And thank you for your comments. All right. So it's almost in Goldie time. So I want to have some final comments from Dr. Burton just to wrap up the show. So, Dr. Burton, going out, what final comments do you have for us in terms of going forward, how we need to approach this whole thing, knowing that there are other alternatives out there and we need to be vigilant and really thinking about what we're doing before we actually make this decision? Because there's some strange things that are going on out here, this whole mandate and everything. If we have all these options, then what's with the mandate?
Well, the one thing I'd like to leave your audience with is the idea that the vaccines are not all that they're said to be, and they're not the end-all, be-all. If you spend some time researching, and they say follow the science, well, I've been following the science now for 45 years, and if you look at Frederick Klenner, and vitamin C, Frederick Klenner was curing polio in 48 hours with intravenous vitamin C back in the 1940s. I have some people I know personally who are in West Africa ending Ebola with intravenous ozone until they were forced out of the country by the government who claimed they were developing a vaccine for it. So basically, the vaccine industry is a major, major money-making industry, and the mandate is the key to them making the money. You know, it started back during the time of Edward Jenner, who is the guy who they call him doctor, but he wasn't really a doctor, who came up with the original concept of vaccines to taking cowpox, which is a virus that affects only female cows, and the claim that if you take the pus from the cowpox from a female cow, you can then protection to smallpox. And now you're hearing the story that George Washington so-called mandated vaccines to his troops during the Revolutionary War. And it got started, the idea that if you mandate, you can make money big time, because the traditional relationship or interaction between a doctor and his patient was the patient went to a doctor when he got sick or ailment from something. That was the number one reason why a patient went to a doctor. Well, if you can get a patient who's relatively healthy to go to a doctor, you can make a fortune. And if you can mandate healthy people go to the doctor to get medicine, it's a no-brainer. You got to keep going with that. So that's the whole mandate concept is what makes the vaccine business roll. So just keep that in mind when you're following the science to understand this thing. Keep that in mind, and keep in mind the fact that there are other ways to treat viruses than trying to stimulate your body to fight it off. Of course, you can help your body fight by eating well, drinking well, exercising, keeping your body as healthy as you can. But there are other things, in case you got infected, that you can use to kill the virus, and there are things you can use to prevent the virus. But, of course, these are the kinds of things you're not going to hear about the mainstream media because, again, this is a major, major money-making industry.
I want to thank you, Dr. Burton. It's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. We will make sure we have your information posted on Facebook. People can contact you. and talk to you about how to stay healthy and to stay safe. And it's been a pleasure, Sister Bessie. This has been epic.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Burton, for all your information. You know, I'm an anti-vaxxer, so you just put fire on the flame for me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Brother O, I think it's Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that came out tonight and expressed their opinions on the vaccine. And, of course, congratulations to the Sonia Griffin Award winner, which is our host of the year as a new host of the year, Mr. Tara Strength last year. Outstanding performances and your 37th only syndicated station all-time connection record. We're proud of you. And, you know, what more can we say? Only Dynasty is about opinion. Whether you like it or not, accept it. That's how our engine is performed. Get your life right. Tomorrow night on these only stations, we're coming right back on with Ava Holly and a chat with Ava. 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these only stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising the only, which is Oladele and Ngozi Enterprise Research, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time 1 at bevnet.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele and Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+. Oladele Malay and Ngozi at Facebook, as well as the wonderful, outstanding Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions for our wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay. Down to ghostwithmind@gmail.com. Also understand it's all about know your rights. I am. The 2021 International Internet Radio Producer in Shawnee, 2019 Disc Jockey in Shawnee. Man, that's filthy rags. But guess what? Ask your grandma, because I'm her and your mother and father's favorite producer. Oladele Malay and Ngozi saying good night and good luck. For all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on the concert basis tonight, we thank all of you. This is our 7th consecutive live broadcast of Champions. Man, if you don't know about me, I have no more to say. Tara Strength, you have 2 minutes and 22 seconds left to go. And it's a wonderful program tonight.
Thank you, Brother O. Dr. Burton, I want to thank you for coming on the show. We're going to put your information on Facebook Live so people can contact you and you can advise them on how to be safe and how to navigate this mess that we have out here right now. So I want to thank you for all your information, and of course I'll be getting in contact with you again. In addition to that, Sister Bessie, I want to thank you for joining me on this show. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you, Brother Terry.
We're going to make sure we get you in the Hall of Fame and get you nominated and everything. You've already been nominated. We're going to get you where you need to go. Okay? It's been a blast. I appreciate your poetry. I appreciate your power. All right. Facebook family, thanks for joining us. Everyone, stay safe. I will see you guys in a month. And remember, family, remember, always, always, always know your strength. Mr. Bessie?
Peace and blessings.
All right. Thank you.
Getting hot around here. Can't even get a job around here. It ain't safe. It ain't safe. We're going through some things around here. All I hear is bang, bang around here. It ain't safe. It ain't safe.
Neighborhoods, we gon' get them back. Loving the schools, we gon' get it back. You want justice, we can get it back. Our families...